or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, Israel has all but admitted that they launched a Stuxnet worm. Now Homeland Security says we've got to have the Pentagon basically take the web over and be able to shut it down to protect it because of Stuxnet. What's your take on this move to try to censor the web that the White House technology czar, regulation czar Cass Sunstein and others have called for? Are you concerned about all these different police state developments here?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Internet has functioned well by the fact that it has been left as minimally touched by the government as possible. I mean, I think some initial things, and this came out, as your listeners probably know, out of the DARPA project relating to sharing information years ago, and then, you know, kind of took on a life of its own. It is an organic organism, and like anything that is organic, it should be allowed to grow and transmute itself as necessary. Any government controller, what they're proposing here, this the idea of, like you said, we need to, you know, be able to shut it down to protect it, I think is but one more control thing that the government should not have. Anyone who studies the net in a given time, you can shut down parts of it as necessary. The idea of taking over the whole thing is just, it's a bit frightening. So there's no reason ever to think about taking over the whole thing because there are so many background services, there's communications going on constantly, and the telecommunications infrastructure of this country now depends on the Internet. There's nothing that happens today that is not somehow Internet related. So the moment the government determines that they want to shut down everything, they would create literally, Alex, huge chaos in this country by essentially just turning off the spigot.
And by creating the mechanism to be able to do it, that adds the problem of somebody taking it over and doing it, and it creates technicians and experts that know how to do it who could sell that knowledge.
Right, exactly. So I think we're much better off leaving it diffuse, leaving it as an organic kind of growing entity that a lot of people have access to, but no one organization owns. It reminds me of a while back when the French wanted to actually make sure that their whole internet was only done in the French language, which to me was loony. The whole idea here is free exchange of information, ideas, and commerce. So again, I don't think the government in any form should be the one trying to determine how, you know, to control it. I think there are elements within.
Sure.
Within the Internet, the government has a right to control their own backbone. There's Zippernet, Nippernet. There's all these things which run, you know, as sub.
Yeah, and they lie and say that, you know, that stuff's open to these worms when these worms have to be injected in internally.
Right.
Well, we're almost out of time, but clearly the system is corrupt by and large. It's scared of the people waking up, and that's why they're wanting to do this. OperationDarkHeart.com. Promise me that in the next few months you'll come back on to get more
Absolutely.
More into Darkheart, because Colonel, I could talk to you all day. Such a great mind. But in the last minute and a half, anything else people should know about Operation Darkheart?
Well, the summary of the book, and I encourage them to pick it up, is it really does talk about the tipping point in Afghanistan. I think we had a pretty good idea of what we needed to do to basically just let things happen, and then things changed dramatically in 03. And I actually in the book, there's a confrontation between General Barno, the then commander of forces, and of course I was a major at the time, so, you know, obviously I was going to lose that battle, but I try to point out to him the insurgency's coming and we need to take action to prevent it or limit it. And his answer was, well, you know, I really don't care, is what he basically said, and we're going to do things my way. And that resulted in the course which we are currently on relating to nation building rather than trying to allow the Afghan people to determine their own future. And that's where I argue the tipping point came. It reads like a novel, so I think your listeners will enjoy it as well as be educated by it. So,
OperationDarkheart.com. We have links to it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Colonel, good luck, Godspeed, and I appreciate you having the courage to speak out.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there he goes. Amazing interview with Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer. Coming up, Bob Chapman on a host of issues. We're not going to just cover the economy. We're going to get into a bunch of other news I haven't even covered yet. And then I'm going to be getting on an airplane today. I'm flying out to California for KSCO, KSCO.com, two live events I'm doing Sunday and Monday, and the tickets are almost sold out. Get tickets at KSCO.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to Bob Chapman in a moment, but I wanted to talk about this radio broadcast briefly and the news websites, the films we make, everything we do. I think it's important for people to realize that it is a godsend that the internet and alternative media is still alive, free, and growing. And I don't want people to, including myself, to take it for granted that any time they could launch a giant cyber attack and use it to shut down the web for a while and then come in with draconian rules in the aftermath to curtail free speech. This is all being proposed by the White House. This is being proposed by the Pentagon. You just heard Colonel Anthony Schaefer agree with me. I mean, this is happening. If you're not aware of it, you know, we cover it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are constantly attacked by sophisticated denial-of-service attacks. We are constantly under attack. We don't talk about it 9 times out of 10. Last night, somebody went into the Genesis GCNLive.com servers, corrupted things, wrote over things. That's a problem we went through over the years, and we've gotten better and better at being able to stop it. So they just do zombie attacks, zombie computer attacks, where they go take over a bunch of machines, university machines in Tokyo, whatever, and attack us. The system is demonizing us at every level. Why? Because we're effective, and we're a platform for people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Max Kaiser and Gerald Celente and Bob Chapman and Anthony Schaefer and Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura and EPA whistleblowers. I mean, just think of the guest we have here in our attempt to demonstrate and document with true credibility what's happening. I mean, the government knows sodium fluoride attacks children's organs and lowers IQs. The government knows DU's deadly for troops. The government knows that they've allowed mortgage companies to engage in fraud for over a decade. You know, all of this is out in the open, but you got a bunch of people in fancy suits on CNN, Fox up there talking about their credibility all day. They have no credibility overall. NPR fires Juan Williams for doing a classic cliche statement that everyone says, oh, I get scared when I see a guy in full Muslim dress, but I shouldn't, because when a white guy, you know, carries out a terror attack, we don't blame all white people. And they fire him. And then there's all these discussions about, you know, credibility and how credible NPR is. NPR is a joke. NPR was founded by the Rockefeller Foundation. It then begs for money every month, year-round. They're in their big pledge drive right now. And they raise tens of millions of dollars to sit there and feed you pro-war disinformation that they call liberal. And Juan Williams pointed out he's the only black person on air at NPR nationally. That's the diversity of NPR. Okay? Now, whatever you think of what Juan Williams says, I don't agree with much of what he says. The point is that it just illustrated to me that, oh, this is now hurting NPR's fundraising because this happened this week and the bad publicity. And somehow the media, the dominant media, which isn't so dominant anymore, they've tried to convince patriot groups, libertarians, conservatives, people that are anti-globalist, that it's bad for us to ask for money, that it's bad for us to build an operation, that it's bad for us to sell a book. Think about that mind game and how crazy that is. You've got tens of billions of federal money in behavior placements, what the government calls it. I call it propaganda placement, with storylines and TV shows, fictions, you know, dramas, sitcoms, cop shows, CSI, all of this. That's programmed. See, the mainstream media is a government outfit, by and large. NPR is totally a foundation outfit slash government. And so we could do so much more if people remember to support our sponsors, to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts. It all gets the word out, but plus it supports the overall operation. If folks will give to the money bomb. You know, we raised $420,000. Sounds like a lot. It's not. When you're trying to finish a studio, even with the cheapest gear out there that works, and trying to get the people in place, we could do so much more if we weren't spending all our time trying to raise money. People are like, well, you have sponsors on, and you do this, and you're pitching your videos, once a show. How are we supposed to do this? This is a real media operation. It takes a lot of money. And I don't have the Rockefellers funding us. I want to hit that $500,000 number. And I hope a lot of people out there, especially middle-class folks, you know, the government comes and raises your taxes and takes your money and then uses it for propaganda against you. This is a vote with your dollars to say, hey, we're going to support the alternative media. And believe me, this show is having a global effect. The films, the broadcasts, the news websites. So if you want to donate, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Because we're going into this insane depression. We're going into all these wars. We're going into all these problems. We don't need to just survive, which is even a question of that, the way things are going at the current level we're at. We need to expand. Okay, I'm not going to sit here on my laurels, folks. This is life or death situation. And I want to thank all of you that have supported us. We couldn't do any of it without you. So remember the online video bookstore, InfoWars.com. Remember PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, thousands of pieces of media, a higher quality commercial-free podcast, 15 cents a day. That's how we pay for the bandwidth, PrisonPlanet.tv. And folks, I want to thank those that have stepped up to the plate. I want to ask others, you just spread the word about the radio show, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. I mean, I try to give everything away for free. And it's those core people that understand what life is like and what it's like to meet a payroll, who do purchase the books, the videos, that do make the donations, who do support the sponsors. You make it all possible. We couldn't do any of this without you. I mean, you know, 5 years ago, Genesis came this close to disappearing. It was so in the red. I mean, that's the type of situations that go on that we could tell you about years later. We couldn't do any of this without you. We couldn't have 400-plus affiliates, that's all the shows on Genesis, without you. We're having a huge effect. I talk to guests all the time now. They say as they drive across the country, they hear me on the radio all the time. We're on a lot of stations now. We're really breaking through. But we're breaking through right at the point we're going into depression. Right at the point that everybody goes, wow, these people know what they're talking about. Right at the point that happens, The economy's falling apart, so it's a catch-22, and I understand that. But it's only going to get worse if we don't reverse this system. I want to get into the economy, a bunch of other news with Bob Chapman, who I appreciate holding, the internationalforecaster.com. But Bob, what's your take on what I just said? Or you always have a great way of crystallizing it, boiling it down concisely. But, I mean, what's your view on what I just said?
Well, first of all, listening to the Colonel and yourself earlier, it just goes to show that the things that we thought were going on are going on. And we're in danger of losing the Internet at any given time. With that said, we have to get more powerful. And yes, we know there's a depression going on, and it's going to get worse. But we need you. We need people throughout the entire world to be able to understand what's going on. And, Alex, you know that, but nobody knows it better than I, because we have subscribers from everywhere. And they say, we've got the same problems. We get the same kind of people behind the scenes running our country. And there's lots of countries that people tell me that they're having those problems. So we've got to do what we've got to do. And Alex and Genesis as well needs funds. And the generation of profits from Genesis goes into all these programs operating 24/7. Reaching all over the world. And so doing business, not only with Alex and the things he has for you, but also Genesis itself.
Well, I mean, Bob.
In the coins and in the bullion. Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, Bob, think about in the spectrum of resistance, Genesis, Ron Paul, the group of guests we have on, the experts, represents the most powerful constellation of resistance against the globalists. We're it, folks. And think of the effects we've already had. Listeners, just spreading the word about the radio show, the films, the websites, just spreading the word about the information we're covering, the spectrum of powerful minds we bring together, just that is already having a giant effect. Realize the immediacy and the seriousness of the time frame we're in on getting the word out. That's the most important thing. People spreading the word. That's why we're having a bigger and bigger effect. That's why we're under attack. And as Bob said, we need to be flush with cash, not hurting for cash. We need to be powerful. We're doing something dangerous, okay? We're going head up against the criminals, calling them out, and not mincing words. I mean, that's a powerful thing, isn't it, Bob?
It certainly is. And it's probably the basis to my history on the radio. And I just felt, when I was a little boy, I said to myself, gee, if you tell a lie, you have to tell about 20 of them to cover it, so it's not worth it. So you tell people the truth all the time, and that's what this is really all about.
Well, going back 40-plus years ago when you started fighting the globalists, you're one of the only living, maybe a half dozen people, icons out there. I mean, could you ever have imagined that the tyranny would actually go this far? And B, could you ever imagine, from the meager beginnings, how many people we now reach?
Well, first of all, we were running around with pamphlets. The only one who made anything in the communications business beyond that was Anthony Helder with his records and then his tapes. And so we had a rough road. Fastest pamphlet in the West, I used to say. And of course, Gary and Alan and G. Edward Griffin were all writing books, and I was too busy to do that. But today it's totally different, and it's totally different in as much as we're reaching just millions and millions of people every day. We got to keep on doing it. It's just like other newsletter writers say to me, well, how do you have time and why do you bother to answer people's questions personally? And my answer is, look, this is why I'm here. What else would I do at 75 years old? And so I help people, and that's part of what I do. And this is what Alex is doing, and this is what Genesis is doing for all of us. So you got to be there for us.
Well, I mean, my only point is we all need to have a gut check and realize where we all stand in this world. And I don't like the fact that I'm one of the most preeminent people in the world fighting the globalists. I mean, it's not fun, but it's something that's got to be done. I just want people to really consciously realize why we're under so much sustained attack. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman on The Economy. Stay with us.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the door.
Bob Chapman's our guest for the rest of the hour. Bob, I want to get into the economy, but I say this every day now because it's just constantly hitting me. It's one thing to intellectually, coldly know the New World Order's plans, to see them carrying it out. It's another thing to be this deep into it and to see Time magazine saying, will the Federal Reserve cause civil war? To see the Pentagon admitting they're preparing to make war against the American people. to see them federalizing with the fusion centers, to see the CIA operating openly, and foreign intelligence agencies spying on members of legislatures in Pennsylvania, to really see it all manifesting now and to know we really were right. In fact, we were more than right. It was worse than what we had thought. It makes me have gut checks just constantly about the amazing. I hoped always in the back of my mind, even though I had all the documents, I knew I was right, that I was wrong. I mean, you know that feeling. I mean, don't you ever just want to be wrong? Don't you ever want the government to turn out to have some good in it? Don't you ever wish it wasn't as bad, but it always turns out to be worse? Do you see what I'm saying, Bob?
Absolutely. And you always think about, well, it is bad, but maybe we can turn the corner. And that's where we're headed right now. And we know what we said was correct, just as you just said. And so we have to go on the assumption that all of the ideas for the future that we base upon the knowledge that we have and the history that we've seen, that we're on the right track. And all the listeners have to realize that, and they have to spread the word about the program. And we have to keep on digging deeper and deeper and deeper into all of these episodes that come out. They pop up everywhere. And you know, one of the good things about these episodes happening is that it just shows you over and over again how corrupt the system really is. It's not because we say it is. It's because it really is. I mean, just look at what happened in the last couple of weeks in regards to Mortgage Gate or Foreclosure Gate. It's absolutely dreadful. But we have discussed this over the last 3 years on this program. We didn't get into the intimate details of the foreclosure process, but we said there was something wrong, and particularly in the sale of the syndicated bonds that contained those mortgages, which were a nightmare. And, you know, I cannot understand why, especially in Europe, they took down 60% of that paper, or those bonds, as they're called, that they never made a complaint. Didn't that seem strange to you, Alex?
Yeah, they're sold the same mortgages over and over again. It's pure fraud. It's certified as AAA rated, and there's no complaining.
Unbelievable. And they're really, at the beginning, they were triple B paper, which is like a 4 instead of a 10. And now we have just had, that they admit to, the Federal Reserve, $1.7 trillion in what is called toxic waste, which is those mortgages, MBS, CDOs, and ABS. And what they've done is purchase these things, and they won't tell us how much they paid for them from the banks to clear them off their books. And my guess is 80 cents on the dollar. And now they want to sell them back to them for 20 cents on the dollar. And the loss in between goes to all of us. We get to pay for it to bail out the banks again. And it's things like this that within that structure of the, we'll call it the real estate bubble fiasco, there's so many facets to this thing. And, you know, we saw about 2 months ago, Goldman Sachs, which stole about $5 billion, really wanted to be able to be found wanting, but neither admitting or denying, and they paid $500 million penalty. Now, that absolves them of everything, but they get to keep the other $4.5 billion. This is the way this system works. I saw this Milken character on television this morning. Here's a man who stole $3 billion. And he gave $1 billion to the government. And he got to go to jail for about a year and a half. And he's got $2 billion. And now he's a celebrity because he got a lot of money and he's got a foundation. This absolution for being a crook. I mean, doesn't anybody out there get it? These people are criminals.
Amazing, Bob Chapman. I want to get more into where the economy's going and the quantitative easing announcements by the Fed, this big announcement coming up in early November that the Fed is reportedly going to make a dealing with dollar devaluation. We're going to get into Rand Paul under attack and many others. Folks, you either stand with the patriots or you stand with the globalists. Yeah, I mean, it's that simple. You choose a side right now. Got some big news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic.
It's based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at MyPhoneClip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit MyPhoneClip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to get more into the economy and a bunch of other news with Bob Chapman. I'm researching a story that I saw being discussed a few days ago in Australia. The headline is, Trades Hall President Kevin Bracken stands by his 911 conspiracy. Very prominent and powerful head of the organization. It's causing debates in the parliament dealing with this. And he said, look, I'm not backing off my statement that it's an inside job. I'm not a coward like the rest of you. More and more people worldwide are coming out and saying inside job, and they don't care what people say to them. And the poll in the newspaper showed that 67% believe it's an inside job. I mean, that has got to anger system over there. So I'm printing some more articles on this, and we're going to be talking about it more. But Bob, continuing with the economy and what quantitative easing means, this announcement by the Fed that inflation is our friend to, quote, pay down our debt. Yeah, like Weimar Republic or Mexico.
Well, I think it's probably propelling itself more toward a Weimar type of situation. If you remember on this program 3 months ago, I said that they were going to go to a QE2, and I was ahead of the pack again, and I was right. And what I didn't know at the time was about 3 weeks prior to my saying that, that the Fed had already gone into the bond markets again and into the what they call the repo market, and they were buying and selling bonds. In that process, they're injecting money into the economy. And this has grown since then over the past 3 months. So I'm telling you this because QE2 began 3 months ago. They just didn't take the time to tell you about it. And now you have this official announcement. Yes, this terrible deflation is around again. Same story we had three years ago. And we got to jack this thing up. And that's part of their excuse for doing so. And we're going to have some pretty bad inflation. And I'll tell you why. Heretofore, other governments have allowed the investment of dollars into their country, and they haven't said too much about it. One of the reasons why is they were all rigging their currencies, and they've been doing it since the Second World War. And in the process of doing that, what they do, we'll take Brazil as an example. They'll print their currency, and then they take the currency, just like the Chinese do, and they go and they buy dollars, and that drives the value of their currency down. At the same time, they take the money and they buy U.S. treasuries. Well, the U.S. never said much about it, because what that does is it keeps inflation down in the United States because the goods coming into the country are cheaper, and it also funds the debt. So they didn't want to hear about it. Now they got a problem where these same characters in these different countries are not aggressively funding the debt anymore, and they have starting to put up barriers against money coming into their countries in the form of dollars. And that means if countries are not going to invite dollar-based investors into their country to buy bonds or buildings or companies or whatever, then that inflation that had previously been laid off on all those countries out there is going to back up into the United States. So we're going to have more inflation than we had before. And that's one of the arguments at this G20 meeting. And on top of that, at the G20 meeting, I'm sure they're telling Mr. Geithner, you people got to be crazy. You keep on pumping more and more money in, and it doesn't solve the problem. And you expect us to be able to not compete with each other and to stop depreciating our currencies to accommodate you when we've accommodated you for years. No, we're not going to do that anymore. So I don't see much coming out of that meeting, because coming back to the Fed and what they're doing in the economy with QE2 and the announcement coming up after the election, of course, to be accompanied by foreclosure gate, which they've been hiding in the media, this is supposed to be a revelation. Anybody who is involved in money and finance and economics knows what's going on, and they've seen it already. And so this is really just for public consumption, officially to let the world know that we're going to save America, the Federal Reserve is, by pumping out more money out of thin air.
Yeah, monetizing the debt. And this is basic economics. I mean, we know what this is going to do. It's going to devalue people's savings. It's going to make the cost go up. At the same time, they're freezing for the next 2 years the Social Security, cost of living increase, the COLA. The reports spill out every day of every locale in the nation jacking up taxes. And people just don't have the money. And driving to work every day now, it's got to be every mile. I see cops pulling people over, giving them tickets. And they say, well, we're just enforcing the law. No, they're out there revenue generating. You can't squeeze blood out of a stone. And over 10% of Texas has arrest warrants out for us. And then I was listening to local radio admit, because they've had some police chiefs complaining, that they're not allowed to arrest illegal aliens for drunk driving or not having IDs. And businesses are basically being allowed to have their drivers be illegal aliens without driver's license, and cops are told, let them go. I mean, the bankers are above the law. The police more and more are above the law. The illegal aliens, because they're allied with this whole globalist system to drive down the wages, they're above the law. And none of it washes anymore. And separately, though, I played a Senate candidate on C-SPAN from West Virginia, an engineer, coming out and laying out how they blew up the World Trade Center towers. And I've got a Herald Sun poll, 67% believe inside job. Trades Hall President Kevin Bracken stands by his 911 conspiracy. And I love what he said. He was on ABC News. That's Australian Broadcasting Company, not U.S. Trades Hall President. He is the Victorian Secretary of Maritime Union of Australia, very powerful position in the Labor Party. And he says that most of his members agree with him. And he talks about polls showing 50% in Australia believe inside job. Well, they're a lot higher than that. I mean, I've got an Angus and Reid of 84%, New York Times, 2006, excuse me. But it says Mr. Bracken sparked outrage yesterday when he told John Fain's ABC talkback program that attacks were not the result of terrorist activity. He said the story was a conspiracy that didn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. And he's an engineer. This morning, Mr. Bracken phoned into Fain's program again for a right of reply. He said he wasn't phoning as the president of the Trades Hall Council or the secretary of Melbourne's Union of Australia. Mr. Bracken stood by his comments and said he had the support of 50% of the community. He also attacked the talk show host that was attacking him, claiming he was ridiculed on yesterday's program. Unfortunately, cowards like yourself, this is a quote, have set the political agenda in this country for too long, said Kevin Bracken. I won't be cowered down to bullies like yourself. And he went on, and we'll scroll down and show you a photo of this hero. And but there's more and more people, professionals, military people, Sybil Edmonds, you know, working with the FBI and NSA, and I mean, you heard Anthony Schaefer if you were listening last hour, folks. I talked about the government staging events. I talked about how Alaki, you know, the supposed head al-Qaeda commander meeting with the Secretary of the Army 2 months after 9/11 in the Pentagon. And, you know, what could Schaefer say? He said, no, it is what it is. People just look at it and make your decision. I mean, folks, we've got criminals running the country that blew up those buildings. I mean, do you understand the magnitude of this? And if it's uncomfortable to come out and say it, sorry, that's just the way it is. Facts are facts are facts. And I saw the media hyping we were going to be hit by terrorists. And when we get hit by terrorists, give all your rights up. I saw that in the months leading up to 9/11. And I could see what they were doing to the point of being able to say they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. Just like a Lockheed CIA. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The guy who the media and the Pentagon tell us is the number one al-Qaeda operative in the world, they are telling us, it's now confirmed, 2 months after 9/11, when he's on the news as one of the masterminds, who's number three at the time, now he's number one, Anwar al-Awlaki, headline, al-Qaeda leader dined at Pentagon just months after 9/11 in a closed-door meeting with the top brass and the Secretary of the Army. And then he runs the underwear bombing. He runs the Times Square bombing. He runs Major Hassan attack at Fort Hood. He runs it all. Okay, and then a SWAT is MI6, that's mainstream news, Rashoon SWAT, for the 7-7. I mean, Bob, it's out in the open, okay? None of us are safe, okay? If you cower to this, they win, okay? Ask your gut, not even looking at the evidence. Are you afraid of men with turbans? Or are you afraid of a government that puts in naked body scanners and now going in courthouses everywhere and it lies to you and says they're not saving the images and it turns out they are? I mean, this is a pack of murdering criminals. Your life means nothing to them, and the naivety that is going on in this country and the world is allowing this evil to grow to proportions never before seen. It's over. The thumb-sucking denial is over. You think I like risking my life? You think I like death threats? You think I like people physically attacking me? You think I like hack attacks? You think I like every major globalist think tank calling me enemy number one? You think this is fun? You think I like it? I wish men with turbans did what they did and not our own government. That's a lot less scary. I wish none of it ever happened. Okay? But living in denial isn't going to change it. I'm sorry I'm ranting, Bob. I'm just sick of the cowardice. And I love this guy saying, I'm not a coward, you're a coward, and it's time for cowards to not set the agenda. Bob Chapman.
I hear you, and you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And we're not going to take it anymore. And you're seeing it in the streets all over Europe, particularly now for the last 2 weeks in Paris. And the Senate has passed the change in the laws concerning retirement. And that's going to lead to some real problems in France. And I think this thing could really blow up in their faces. And you know, the bottom line here is what they're I speak French. And what they're ranting in the streets is the bankers get away with everything, and they want us to pay for it.
By the way, something just hit me here. Again, and this will cost thousands of dollars. Somebody with a sophisticated attack hacked the machines at Genesis last night. We had our stuff go down, too. We're still analyzing it last night. They hacked it. They had destroyed everything. I don't even know if GCNLive.com is back up right now. And the Israelis tacitly admit they launched the Stuxnet worm. Now our media, as I said they would, is saying we've got to give up our rights on the Internet, let the Pentagon take the web over, or this worm will get us. In plain view, the Western governments, because guaranteed the U.S. government's involved, the experts have looked at it, not just Israel. They're all involved in it. And now Obama tells Pentagon to attack cyber threats on American soil. Who's the commander-in-chief? Obama. Now, our stuff went down last night. We're still analyzing it, but it looks suspicious. They attack the streams. Genesis, clear attack. They break in. They get through the codes. They savage the machine so that it would take longer to get it back up with backups. And here's the Wall Street Journal. Cyber attack strikes FreedomWorks. A mysterious cyber attack apparently struck the computer servers of the pro-Tea Party group FreedomWorks. You know what? They admit what a year ago Kurt Nimmer wrote stories about the Pentagon testing to counter cyber attacks by launching attacks. Cass Sunstein has called for them cyber attacking patriots. And now we learn that Genesis got hit, FreedomWorks got hit, one of the big Tea Party groups, and it looks like we got hit. Bob, look at this, Wall Street Journal. They just brought this into me. You know what? I think the White House hit Genesis computers last night.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they would. And they got to shut us up. And they're trying to put us out of business. Not going to work. It's going to be, again, very disjointing. And it's going to cost money.
Well, they're getting desperate.
You're going to have to help them pay for it. Otherwise, you're not going to get the real news.
Well, you know what scares me? My gut tells me this is a... my gut told me a George Soros affiliated deal, but now you've got FreedomWorks and Glenn Beck getting hit, and the group is raising masses of money right now for Patriot candidates. The group estimates it lost $800,000 in potential donations as it struggled to bring its site back online, and it was a sophisticated attack, and fundraising money bomb was set. See, we were attacked during the money bomb, and the hackers went to public hack sites and YouTube and posted the code to attack us. Bob, I mean, so you notice they're attacking during money bombs. They are scared, and they want to cut our money off. Here it is, Wall Street Journal, right here, Bob.
Well, let's have another money bomb. If we miss money and the other groups miss money, tell them to do it over again and keep on doing it until we get enough to do what we have to do.
Well, they're desperate.
You know, we've got persistence, too, you know.
Exactly. They've now dispatched, it's here in my stack, Bill Clinton. It's a Prison Planet article. Here it is. Establishment dispatches Clinton to campaign against Rand Paul. They said he wasn't a doctor. They said he kidnapped a woman, made her do drugs. All of that did not be true. They said he was against the Civil Rights Act, not true. Now they're claiming that a newsletter, not even affiliated with him, made a mild joke about black people, and Bill Clinton's running around saying he's a racist. Oh, really? Is he the type of racist that shot black people up with syphilis? See, the liberals never care about the real stuff they do, because they're the real racists cloaked in this anti-racist package. And then now they are so desperate they are pulling out all the stops against Rand. They're scared, folks. Your comments, Bob Chapman.
Well, I just came across a piece, and it came out today, and you probably saw it. While Bill Clinton was president, he lost the code for arming nuclear weapons. They couldn't find it.
I bet he did.
I mean, he's probably left it in somebody's bedroom. But the point is, he lost it. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, suppose our enemies decided, we're going to have an attack, and Bill's looking under the covers to see where the instructions are. This is the kind of people they are. Dreadful. And sure, you're going to get more of that attack dog kind of stuff, and it goes on both sides. We'll win anyway. In this election, we're going to kick a lot of people out of office, we being the American people, and we're going to get back on the trail of saving our country with the help of talk radio and the Internet.
Well, I just
add
to that.
Your support, of course.
I just add to that as we come back with the final segment, hit some other news. Cass Sunstein admits they pose as conspiracy theorists on the web to get us infighting. And let's say Alex Jones is the worst guy in the world, which I'm not. Why is so much time spent by all these sites and talk show hosts attacking yours truly? A lot of them are on the globalist payroll. Even if I was a bad guy, why would all the time be spent, literally about half the time, attacking me? Because we're real and we're effective. It shows you who the bad guys are, folks. It's amazing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to be out at KSCO, KSCO.com. First Speech is sold out on Sunday. The Monday night one has about 50 tickets left, I was just told. They're going to hold back 30 or 40 for each event at the door. If you want to get in that way, just make sure you get there early. KSCO.com. I want to be clear. Ted Anderson called me at 8 a.m. this morning. He's already out in California. And he said, yeah, I've been up a lot tonight. They came in, they attacked the servers, they went in and butchered it. I came in, had all my news, didn't even notice the Wall Street Journal, or this was already big news today, that the main Tea Party website got blown away during their money bomb, and they have a criminal investigation going on. I got to get Watson on this to write an article that anti-globalist groups, you can say what you want about the Tea Party Express, but they were hit. And it looks like we probably got hit last night, but we've just been trying to fix it, not analyze how it was done. But there's no doubt they got into the Genesis GCNLive.com servers and wrecked it. The FreedomWorks website is still down, according to this article. I don't know if it's been updated as they try to migrate to a new server. Same thing, they went in and wrecked the server. They didn't just do a denial of service, they got in and wrecked the server. So this is big news. I mean, this is what we're talking about here today. I mean, we're under attack, and, you know, it's manly to not talk about it, but it's not even that. I'm always so busy, I don't get into all the attacks we go through. But, Bob, I mean, this shows that the system is scared right now.
They sure are, and it shows how effective we are. And, you know, people, you've got to understand the work that goes into what we do. Alex works 16, 15 hours a day, just like I do. Yesterday, I did 9 programs, an hour each. I mean, even that's a record. But we got to keep on doing it because we've got to get people to understand what we're up against and who's doing what to us and why they're doing it. And Alex is absolutely correct. We can't let this get us down. We got to have another money bomb. That's all.
Well, ours went off okay, though we were attacked during it. We've been attacked so much we were able to withstand it. But we do need to reach our goal at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. But look, there's no doubt Obama is saying to the Pentagon, attack cyber threats domestically in the U.S. We know that's the cover for attacks. I think I'm going to call Watson and say, did Obama administration or did Democrats, you know, launch cyber attacks against, opposition fundraising? And because this is the key time, these races are so close, and not all these Republican or Democratic candidates that are anti-establishment are good, but a lot of them, like Rand Paul and others, are. And the system is scared because they're losing the House, maybe the Senate, and there's going to be all these new voices there of liberty. And this is our wedge going into the next election in 2012, 2011, to really take the country back, just like the states' rights movement. That's why they staged Oklahoma City, was to blame the states' rights movement that was burgeoning then. It's not going to work this time, though. Fool me once, shame on me. Or shame on you, fooled me twice, shame on, I sound like George Bush, can't get it right. Fool me, won't get fooled again. There's the fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. The point is that we're not getting fooled again. And now I've done a George Bush imitation without trying it, Bob.
It sounded pretty good. And that's scary. We don't want that. We get rid of him, and we don't want to hear about him.
Exactly. He's been put out to pasture in Dallas. Well, Bob, we're out of time. I'll, God willing, I'll say our prayers for us, folks, but I'll see you next Friday back here with us, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can call 800-686-2237 to get a free complimentary copy or get the one gold Frank, get a year subscription free, $159 value, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Bob, I will see you next week, my friend.
You got it, and have a great trip, and thank you all for listening. We love you.
Thank you. Listen, I'm excited that we sold out, or have almost sold out, the two shows with, 1,500, 1,600 seats Friday and, this Friday. I'm flying out here today. That's Sunday and Monday. I got so much going on in my head right now, folks, I can't even hardly talk. Great job with the crew. Retransmission starts now with Colonel Anthony Schaefer, InfoWars.com. God bless you all. See you in California.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.